WRCO Radio Sports, sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
With a look at WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. This weekend, we have Home Talent Baseball on the radio.
The Home Talent Baseball season continues on Sunday when WRCO Sports puts the spotlight on Muscadet. The Mudcats will be playing host to the Arena Aces in a good local matchup. 12:45 pregame time, 1 o'clock first pitch time on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com along with the Civic Media app. Home Talent Baseball from WRCO Sports, Sunday at 1 from Pickering Park.
Reese Hoskins' swing of the bat in the fourth inning had all the markings of a memorable one for him and the Brewers looking to make a statement on the West Coast. Instead, the Dodgers were given an inch after already having hit a handful of balls a mile. Dodger catcher Will Smith hit three home runs. First baseman Freddie Freeman delivered the game-winning hit with an eighth-inning single, two pitches after it appeared the Brewers had struck him out. That ended the frame for an 8-5 loss for the Brewers at Dodger Stadium last night. Other National League finals, Pittsburgh pounded the Mets 14-2. St. Louis a 7-6 win over Washington. Philadelphia 8, Atlanta 6. San Diego a 10-8 win over Arizona. American League, Boston 5-3 over the Yankees. It was Texas blanking Tampa Bay 3-0. Houston 13, Minnesota 12 in a slugfest. Seattle edged Toronto 2-1, and Baltimore beat Oakland 3-2. Interleague finals, the Cubs 5-1 over the Angels. Detroit beat Cincinnati 5-4. The Chi Sox 3, Miami 2. San Francisco doubled up on Cleveland 4-2. And Colorado a 4-2 win over Kansas City. A Major League best, 49-21 through June 12th, the New York Yankees are a big league worst, 5-15 since. The Yankees wasted a three-run lead against Boston in the latest deflating defeat when Masataka Yoshida hit a tying two-run homer off Clay Holmes with two outs in the ninth inning. Boston's 5-3 win sent the Yankees to their 14th loss in 18 games, a slide that started at Fenway Park on June 15th. Pittsburgh Pirate rookie pitcher Paul Skenes is putting together a resume worthy of an All-Star. He improved to 5-0 with a 2.15 ERA after going seven strong innings in a win over the Mets last night. The 22-year-old is the first pitcher in Major League history to record at least seven strikeouts in nine of his first 10 starts. Pittsburgh manager Derek Shelton says Skenes is entering the conversation as an all-star consideration. After months of planning, it's time for the U.S. Olympic basketball team, one that will go to Paris later this month, to take the floor. The first practice for the squad is today, the start of a four-day minicamp, before an exhibition opener against Canada on Wednesday. Players began arriving Thursday in Las Vegas. Steph Curry was the first to check in, perhaps underscoring how anxious he is for what will be his first Olympics. The 12 players have all known each other for years, but the task of becoming a team starts in earnest today. Substitute Mikel Merino headed Spain into the semifinals at the European Championship as his goal in the final minute of extra time saw La Roja snatch a 2-1 win over Germany, bringing to the end the career of Toni Kroos. Florian Wirtz's equalizer in the last minute had sent that intense quarterfinal between the two best teams in the tournament to extra time. France has beaten Portugal 5-3 in a penalty shootout to reach the European Championship semis and end Cristiano Ronaldo's bid to win the title in his last appearance at the tournament. The game finished 0-0 following extra time after João Félix hit a post with a penalty in the shootout. France will play Spain in the semis after its extra time win, as mentioned, over Germany in Stuttgart. Klay Thompson offered a farewell message to the Bay Area and Golden State fans after departing the Warriors in free agency earlier this week to join the Dallas Mavericks on a 3-year, $50 million contract. On Instagram, Thompson posted to his 17.1 million followers a photo of himself holding his new number 11 jersey after being drafted by the Warriors in 2011 with the overall selection out of Washington State. The 34-year-old won 4 championships with the Warriors alongside Splash Brothers Steph Curry and Draymond Green. There is a low family reunion this weekend in Texas. The mother of big league players, Nathaniel and Josh, is getting to watch her sons play against each other for the first time since being diagnosed with brain cancer a year ago. Wendy Lowe was unable to attend at Tampa Bay last October when Nathaniel and the Texas Rangers played against younger brother Josh and the Rays in the wildcard playoff series. She was going through chemotherapy at the time. When the two teams met in Florida the first week of the season, neither brother played because they were both on the injured reserve. The NCAA Division I Council voted Tuesday to remove cannabis products from the banned drug substance list and end limits on how many football staffers can work with players on the field. The council said cannabis products don't provide a competitive advantage, and its focus is on the health, well-being of student athletes rather than punishment for using cannabis. The additional coaches on the field means that teams are no longer limited to just the head coach and 10 assistants working with players at practices and games. That will trickle down into the Big Ten as well. Boxer Ryan Garcia has apologized in a series of social media posts after he used racial slurs against black people and disparaged Muslims in live-streamed comments. The 25-year-old Garcia was expelled by the World Boxing Council on Thursday over his remarks. He also announced on Friday on a social media platform X that he's going to rehab. Last month, he was suspended for a year by the New York State Athletic Commission, which also ruled that his April 20th victory over Devin Haney would be considered a no contest after he tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. That's a look at sports for your Saturday. I'm Adam Hess.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.